Jeremiah chapter 15. Then said Yahweh to me, Though Moses and Samuel stood in front of me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Throw them out of my sight and let them go out. And it will come to pass, if they say to you, Well, where will we go when we go out? Then you will tell them, Thus says Yahweh, Such as these are for death, go to death. And such as these are for the sword, go to the sword. And such as these are for the famine, go to the famine. And such as these are for the captivity, go to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, says Yahweh. The sword to kill, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, for which he did in Jerusalem. For who will have pity upon you, Jerusalem? Or who will bemoan you? Or who will go aside to ask how you do? You have forsaken me, says Yahweh. You have gone backward. And for this reason I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land, and I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people since they do not return from their ways. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors to fall upon the city. She who has borne seven languishes, she has breathed out her soul. Her sun is gone down while it was still day. She has been ashamed and confused, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before in the face of their enemies, says Yahweh. Woe is me, my mother, that you have borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent with any interest or usury, nor have I men lent to me with usury. Yet every one of them does curse me. Yahweh said, Truly it will be well with your remnant. Truly I will cause the enemy to entreat you well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Will iron break the northern iron and the steel? Your substance and your treasures will I give to the spoil, without price, and for all your sins, even in all your borders. And I will make you to pass with your enemies into a land which you do not know. For a fire is kindled in my anger, which will burn upon you. O Yahweh, you know, remember me, and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Do not take me away in your long-suffering. Know that for your sake that I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I did eat them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts. I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice there. I sat alone because of your hand, because you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you be altogether to me like a liar and like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says Yahweh, if you return, then will I bring you again, and you will stand before me, and if you take forth the precious from the vial, you will be like my mouth. Let them return to you, but do not you return to them. And I will make you to this people a fenced, brazen wall, and they will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you, says Yahweh. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the terrible. End of chapter.